Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, classtechtips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. Now, this month, I have a new spring cleaning freebie for you. It's called 10 Quick Tips to Organize Your Google Drive, and you can grab it on the free stuff page of my blog using the link under the podcast description or by going straight to classtechtips.com/springcleaning. It includes 10 of my favorite quick tips for keeping your Google Drive organized. If you're not into Google, these tips can be customized for your Dropbox or Office 365 account too. This week's episode is titled, Why Google Podcasts is the Perfect Free Podcast Player for Your Students. Now, there are so many wonderful ways to use podcasts with kids. If you're a regular follower of the blog, you know I love kid-friendly podcasts. I even had a podcast episode all about podcasts for kids, and I've featured lots of favorites. But if you are using Google tools with your students, there is an even easier way to get podcasts in the hands of your kids. Now, getting podcasts in the hands of students is becoming easier for educators than in the past. And for as much as I love Spotify, that is my podcast app that I go to, my go-to one, you know that asking students to subscribe to a podcast on a mobile app or log into a podcast app with a new email account might just be out of the question or simply inconvenient. And there are absolutely ways to get around this. And if you've attended a webinar where I've talked about favorite resources for students, you might have heard me talk about going to the podcast episode's website, finding the actual episode number, and grabbing the link that way. Totally doable. You can stream almost any podcast episode from the podcast show's website. So, for example, if you go to Brains On, their homepage, you'll find a play button for the latest episode. The same episode that would show up if you had searched for it on Apple Podcasts app on your phone. And from podcasts like Circle Round to Wow in the World, there are lots of great choices for students. But if you're using Google tools with students already, there's an even easier way to get podcasts in their hands. Let's dive into Google Podcasts together. Now, listening to podcasts on a web browser is a great option for kids that might not have a mobile device or might not want to download an app and sign up for an account with some other service. Google Podcasts has a great platform that kids can use without even having to log in. Students or anyone who wants to listen to podcasts can go to the Google Podcasts homepage. As you can see in some of the screenshots and images I included on the show notes for this page, so remember, you can always find the show notes by going to classtechtips.com/podcast, you'll be able to see a spot where you can search at the top of the screen to find whatever podcast. So you go to the Google Podcast homepage, which you can find quickly by going to podcast.google.com or even just Googling Google Podcasts. And then, of course, you can do a quick keyword search. Now, if you or your students do sign in with your Google account, you can subscribe to podcasts. And what will happen here is that new episodes will pop up on your Google Podcast homepage when you're logged in. Now, totally optional, of course, but you might introduce this feature to families if you're recommending some podcasts for them to explore at home, or you might encourage students, especially middle or high school students that might go back and listen in to different podcast episodes, to subscribe to a podcast on a topic they're interested in learning more about. And although the Google Podcast page isn't too challenging to remember, you just heard me mention podcast.google.com, you can also find Google Podcasts in the waffle menu. If you haven't heard the term waffle menu, you've probably seen the waffle menu before. It's the 3x3 or kind of 9 small dots that are usually in the upper right-hand corner when you're logged into Google. And you can click on that icon and it takes you as a quick shortcut to different Google tools, including Google Podcasts. So if you are signed into your account, this is where you can find the latest episodes to any podcast you have subscribed to. Now, an important thing to remember here, especially if you only listen to podcasts every once in a while, of course, if you're listening to my podcast, you probably already know that subscribing to a podcast on Google Podcasts or any app is totally free. So even if you don't plan on listening to every new episode, it's a great way to bookmark something that might end up being of interest to you and your students. Now, there are a couple podcasts that you have to pay for, some like celebrity podcasts or author podcasts might be on a special app behind a paywall, but the majority of podcasts and probably any podcast you'd want to use with your kids, you could find at Google Podcasts website. Let's jump into a couple tips or things that you might want to consider if you do navigate to Google Podcasts and find some episodes you want to share with kids. Now, if you're wondering, how do you share podcasts with students, right? Maybe you went to Google Podcasts and found a really great link. Well, you can share individual podcast episodes by clicking on the episode title. This will open up a link that takes you to a specific episode of the podcast. And you can find maybe a recommended resource or one that someone shared with you. Head over to Google Podcasts, search for the specific episode you want kids to listen to, and grab that link. And so once you have that link to the specific episode, you can share it with students in the same way you share other resources. Now, this could include posting the link in Seesaw or Schoology or Google Classroom or any learning management system you already use. Of course, if you're sharing a podcast episode with families, you might share that same episode link in a messaging app like ClassTag or Remind. So you've got a few options. One thing to consider is that when sharing a podcast episode link with students or even with families, try to include an action item. So this is something that they would do during or after listening to that particular episode. This could include a discussion question, an activity, or something to look out for when listening. I kind of think of this like a reading response style activity, even though it doesn't have to be exactly the same. You might kind of have that on your mind when you're doing something like this. And of course, asking students to listen to a podcast episode is a great asynchronous activity for students. So something that they can complete on their own schedule, on their own pace. And you might even include some time for a whole group or small group discussion about the episode or the response, kind of similar to what you might do with kids after giving them a reading passage or an article or a chapter from a book. So I like to make that comparison, even though we're talking about some different types of media today. And if you want to learn more about using podcasts with students, especially with them as creators, there is an episode of my Easy Ed Tech podcast from December with Dr. Michelle Hyken, and she shares a jumpstart guide on podcasting tips and all about creating podcasts with students that might be helpful. So one of the reasons that I think Google Podcasts is really the perfect free podcast player for your students is that you can access it easily on the web. You can share full podcasts or individual episodes. Kids can log in or you can log in if you want and subscribe to different things. So there's just so many reasons why this is a favorite. Now, in this episode, I mentioned a couple kid-friendly podcasts like Wow in the World and Brains On, but I would encourage you to use the search bar at the top of the screen to search for topics that might grab your attention or grab students' attention. That's a great way to just dive in and find out about all of the wonderful podcasts that are out there and available for you. So let's make this EdTech easy and finish up like we always do with a few quick tips. First, open up Google Podcasts by going to podcasts.google.com. Next, find the Google Podcast icon in your waffle menu. Then, search for a favorite podcast or use a keyword search. And finally, press play and subscribe to any favorites. This way, you'll have a quick link to share with students. Remember, you can find resources from today, including some screenshots that take you step by step through Google Podcasts, by going to classtechtips.com/podcast or clicking on the show notes link that I usually am able to sneak into the description wherever you're listening to this episode. If you are listening to this on Google Podcasts or you check out Google Podcasts this week, take a screenshot, tag me, post it on social. I would love to see what you're listening to or how you're using this favorite free podcast player for you and your students. A quick reminder, this month I have a new spring cleaning freebie for you. It's called 10 Quick Tips to Organize Your Google Drive, and you can grab it on the free stuff page of my blog using the link under the podcast description or by going straight to classtechtips.com/springcleaning. It includes 10 of my favorite quick tips, ones I really use myself for keeping your Google Drive organized. And if you're not into Google, these tips are ones you can customize for your Dropbox, Office 365 account, you name it. Now, I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, scroll down wherever you're listening and leave a review, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you found this episode. Or tell a friend about the podcast. Post a link to this episode with something you learned or something you thought of on your favorite social media. And remember to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Just scroll to the bottom of the page, tap on Write a Review button, and leave a sentence on why you like the podcast. Thank you so much in advance for taking those quick extra steps. It means the world to me.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.